With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. A suspect is in custody after an attack in Lac des Flambeaux. Early Saturday afternoon, Lac des Flambeaux police and Vilas County deputies got a report of a possible homicide in the town of Lac des Flambeaux. Officers found the victim still alive but unconscious and suffering from severe head trauma. Help was provided to the victim immediately, and the victim was transported via helicopter to a medical facility. Officers say the victim was targeted and the attack was by a lone assailant who is in custody. They stress there is no danger to the community. A number of agencies helped at the scene. 8 kids are in protective custody and their parents under arrest in Lincoln County. On Friday, the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office got word of the case when one of the kids went to a neighbor asking for food. The parents had apparently left 8 young kids alone in an RV while they traveled to get marijuana. The RV reportedly did not have heat. Investigations showed the parents would discipline the kids by punching or kicking them or by putting them outside while not properly dressed. The children were removed and the parents were arrested when they returned. 5 dogs were also taken to the Lincoln County Humane Society. The holiday season is a popular time for people to get together to eat, drink, and be merry. When it comes to the eating portion, the Wisconsin DNR is asking people to try to reduce their food waste. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
The organization ReFed estimates that on Thanksgiving alone, 320 million pounds of food is wasted in the United States. Household food waste and scraps make up the largest part of all trash in Wisconsin landfills. DNR Organics Waste Management Specialist Eric Flush says one of the best ways to prevent food from ending up in the landfill is planning your holiday meals more thoughtfully.
If you're like me and sometimes tend to go overboard with the cooking for dinner parties at the holidays, a little planning can go a long way.
Flush says there are websites like SaveTheFood.com that has a calculator that helps you estimate how much food you'll need based on your headcount. He also encourages checking your pantry for food you may already have that you can work into your recipes. Freezing or giving out leftovers to guests can also help cut down on waste.
The best practice to maintain freshness and avoid freezer burn is to wrap food first in freezer paper and then to pop it in an airtight container or a zip-top freezer bag with the air removed. Add an additional layer of heavy-duty foil before putting it in the container if you're wrapping meat for long-term storage.
Composting is another great way to recycle food scraps. Landfills in the U.S. made up about 14% of methane emissions in 2022. Wasted food causes more than half of the methane from these landfills. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
One of Minocqua's most beloved winter traditions is returning. Constructions of Snowy Cromer, Minocqua's iconic giant snowman, will be getting underway today at Torpy Park. This will be a new location for the larger-than-life winter attraction, which dates back to the 1960s. Organizers say the construction process typically takes about 3 days, weather permitting. His appearance each winter depends entirely on snowfall conditions, making every successful build especially meaningful for the community. Snowy is named for the oversized Stormy Cromer cap that he wears. The custom hat, a size 96, was specially designed by Stormy Cromer Mercantile and has become Snowy's signature look and a nod to Northwood's heritage. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. A Wisconsin judge has ruled there is enough evidence to proceed to trial in a felony forgery case against an attorney and an aide to President Donald Trump for their role in the 2020 fake elector scheme. The charges relate to attempts by the former aides to present a slate of Republican electors to Congress, falsely claiming that Donald Trump had won Wisconsin that year, even though he lost to Democrat Joe Biden. Wisconsin's case is moving forward even as other cases in battleground states of Michigan and Georgia have faltered. Another case in Nevada is still alive. Prosecutors played audio recordings to show jurors that a Wisconsin judge knew what was at stake when she directed an immigrant to a private door while federal agents were in the courthouse to arrest him. Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Hannah Dugan's trial on charges of obstruction and concealment began Monday. There is no dispute that Dugan directed the immigrant to leave her courtroom through a private door after telling immigration agents to speak with the chief judge. The man was later arrested outside the courthouse and deported. The government's case is expected to run through at least Thursday. Environmental advocates are legally challenging a permit issued to a large dairy farm in southern Wisconsin that had been operating without one, despite state law requiring it. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
Robinson Farms is a concentrated animal feeding operation, or CAFO, near West Bend that currently has more than 1,800 animals. A group of local advocates and community members have filed a contested case hearing to oppose a permit recently issued to the factory farm by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. They had been operating for several years without one. Attorney Adam Voskel with Midwest Environmental Advocates argues the farm was allowed to evade regulations without consequence.
DNR ultimately told Robinson Farms in 2023 that they were violating state law. An application wasn't submitted until 2024, and we're going to get to 2026 before there's even a resolution.
MEA is currently waiting for the DNR to grant the petition before it can present evidence in the coming months. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.